Well, so we continue today in Siman Pei Beis, page 228 in the Edirshim Mishnah Brura. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Tzoa Yevesha, dried excrement. Tzoa Yevesha Kol Kach Shemizr Kenat Hisparech. So if the excrement is dried out, the feces are dried out so much that if you throw it, it would literally disintegrate, meaning it would come apart. Harihi Ka'afra Mutal L'Kros Kenegda. It's like it's dust, like it's dirt, and one could recite Shema while standing opposite it. V'hu shelo yehi bareach ra, assuming, of course, again, that there is no negative odor, foul odor. Hagasa ramarais v'yish omrim telo havika afarakim nifreches aide galila below zrika v'cheinikr. Others say that, no, the only time that it loses its identity as tsoa, as excrement, is if when you roll it in your fingers, it comes apart. If you have literally urine that was absorbed in the earth, im hayu martivin hayad asra likros kinegdam. If by touching it again, you would feel the moisture, so then you're still not permitted to go ahead and daven opposite this urine. So the Mishnah, the Ramah goes on. He says, hagah yesh omrim de'ino asra rak pitocheach amanas latfiach. Others say that the only problem is if it's so wet that when you touch it, there's enough moisture there that if you touch something else, that other item, you could convey moisture to something else as well. So meaning, if it's just wet enough that if you touch it, your hands become wet, that's not enough. But if it's so wet that when you touch it, you can make something else wet, then it still has its status as urine, and ultimately would be problematic, ultimately, to say Shema opposite it. And one should, in fact, rely on this particular opinion. Simen Pei Gimel. Aser likros keneged beis akisa yashan afilu pinu mimeno tsoa. It is prohibited to recite Shema opposite a beis akisa yashan, an old bathroom. Now, old bathroom means, let's say, it's not currently being used, even if the excrement has been removed. Because since this has the status of a foul place, therefore, by definition, one should not recite Shema opposite. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Ovei rotz lomar sifkar nalef rotz lomar lefanav kimlo enav ula achrav dalat amos im yisham reach ra tzarach dalat amos yilakum shekhal reach." So the idea over here is that essentially, an old bathroom, you would treat it just like excrement itself. And therefore, again, if it's behind me, it should be at least Dalet Amos behind me, again, or Dalet Amos from the place where the foul odor stops. And if it's in front of me, it has to be out of visibility. I shouldn't be able to see it. Ve'irayli, t'haynu kishayim l'mechitos. But this is only true if, again, there are no walls, there's no partition. So, I mean, the place where people used to relieve themselves is clear and visible. Avalim yesh lo mechitos, but if there are walls, if there are mechitos, afa pi sheyish bo tsoa, even though, again, there may be actual excrement there, kore kenegdo basamach ve'nechoshish, then one is permitted to even recite Shema next to this beis akisei. So the idea is, if it's shielded by walls, then one is permitted to go ahead and recite Kriya Shema there. But of course, again, this is still assuming that there is no foul odor. If there's a foul odor, then one really has to be Dalet Amos from where the odor itself ends. But as you just said before, that lemaisa, again, this is all assuming that the odor cannot be smelled. So the idea is, mechitos, walls, help, as long as there's no negative odor. But if there's an odor, then the halacha is the same, which is that one has to distance themselves down the amos from the place where the odor itself ends. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on here, and he says, in Sifkot and Hay, v'megiach reach ra, aser achiyarchik dal amos yimakom shakala hareach. But if there is a negative odor, then one must distance themselves, at least dal amos, from the place where the odor ends. Vido, the dasa mechaber lahanta filum mechitzo, shin gavo asasar, kidisa bis Yosef, ubazel cholkim alav kalachornim. So interestingly enough, the mechaber seems to say that as long as there's any kind of mechitza, any kind of wall, even if it's not a mechitza that extends up 10 tvachim, remember 10 tvachim is the minimum shear for a mechitza, so even if it doesn't have the actual shear of a halachic mechitza, as long as there's an actual partition, it works to shield off the base akisei. Ubigvos asara yishmin achrom shesorvin kavase, farim in achornim shesorvin. kolkin gamba ze. Avitam disrilu d'cheivan d'mechizas miyuchados l'kabot soa, kimot soa d'anin lehu, ukigraf sharei l'kamon d'osr afilo in boruach. D'chein edivrei ha'agroa b'vei uro mashma gam kin shedata l'hachmir baze, d'chein berpim begodum b'terach chayim shahar b'achron zmaninu, kula machmirin baze, disrilu d'zar l'achim ha'mechizas d'alad amos, ulefonav kimlo inov, אפילו פינו ממנו הצועה, ואין בו ריח רע. לוחים, צורך ליזור של לקרוס ולספל דם דברי תור בחצר כנגד בייס הכיסא, כמלוא אינוב, אף הפי שהוא סוגר ואפשר לירוס הצועה שבו. ולכן נכון ליזור כשאוסן סוכה בחצר, שיעשה בין שלי מכוון מחיצוס בייס הכיסא נגד פסח הסוכה, שהוא פסוח, דאז יהיה צורך ליזור בזה באיש שהוא מדבר דברי תור של דברי קדושה. Very important. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, that those walls still have the status of the Beis HaKisei themselves, and therefore, again, Me'ikar Hadin, one should go ahead and really not even face towards the walls of the Beis HaKisei, even when one is davening, when one is saying Shema. Sounds like, according to the Mechaber, that as long as there are mechitzos and there's no smell, that the mechitzos will allow you to daven in that area. But in reality, the Mishnah Berurah says that since there are those that even treat the mechitzos like the Beis HaKisei itself, in an ideal situation, one should not daven within Dalet Amos of the mechitzos themselves. And ideally, one should not daven when the mechitzos of the Beis HaKisei are visible. Therefore, again, this is actually interesting. He writes over here that, however, if one closes one's eyes, the closing of one's eyes will remedy this situation. As much as the Mechaber paskins, that if there are mechitzos, so those mechitzos allow you to daven opposite the Beis HaKisei, the Mishnah Berurah is machmir, quoting opinions who are machmir, and say, no, those mechitzos have the status of the Beis HaKisei themselves, and therefore, again, one should really not recite Kriyat Shema when the walls of the Beis HaKisei themselves are visible. Mostly, we'll stop over here. Meretz Hashem will pick up with Siv Beis tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.